Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning into VisionWorks. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I am your host tonight. For those of you who are new to the International Black Senate Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also the second and fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's show is called VisionWorks. VisionWorks is an opportunity for people to share how they are living and implementing their vision in the community and around the world. VisionWorks airs every third Sunday on the International Black Senate Talk Show Network. I'd like to take a moment for those of you unfamiliar with the International Black Summit to tell you a little bit about who we are. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, and we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. We gather the first weekend in August every year. This event is called the Summit. And in 2010, we will be back stateside in Baltimore, Maryland. If you've been following our show, the last summit was in London, England. And prior to that, we were in Anguilla in the British West Indies. To register for our annual event, go to our website at www.blacksummit.ning.com. You can also see upcoming events on the website, and this is something new, you can create a login on the website, which allows you to post information about yourself, what you're up to, and you can also make friends with other people from around the country. I invite you to check out the website and also to make plans to attend the annual 2010 event the first weekend in August in Baltimore, Maryland. Participants around the world have found the summit to be an empowering event, one that fosters personal breakthroughs, energizing relationships, and community transformation. At the first summit in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia, the participants came up with a declaration. This declaration embodies the spirit and the charge of the International Black Summit. I'd like to take a moment to share with you the declaration. It is as follows. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration statement was created at the first formal summit event in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991, and it continues to present itself today in this moment, in me, in you, in our guests, and all over the world. In addition to this encompassing declaration, which is so powerful, I just get really moved every time I say it, there is an annual summit event which results in a specific question or a declaration, and our participants engage in this question or this declaration throughout the year until the next summit annual event. This year's declaration is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. This talk show, Vision Works, came as an idea to allow for the public expression of the many contributions at work that reflect the manifestation of this declaration. Vision Works is also an opportunity to reflect the IDS declaration at work in our lives every single day. Welcome. Welcome to Vision Works. If you're just joining us, my name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I am the host of Vision Works. I'd like to welcome and thank everyone who is listening live tonight over the website and the folks in the chat room. If you'd like to share a comment or if you have questions, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. You can also access the show via the web at www.blacksummit.ning.com, I believe. We've got a new website URL, so just want to make sure that everyone is able to have that information and to be able to join us. So I just want to thank you for listening to the show tonight. And it's been a really marvelous year for the International Black Summit Talk Show. As we wrap up this year, this show, we're going to do a flashback on Vision Works, all the shows we've had this past year. And joining me tonight is one of my fellow hosts, Ms. Shakesha Showers from Compton, California. How you doing, Shakesha?
Yes, Compton's in the house. I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we have some people who are listening live over our switchboard. I think Jerry is there and a few other callers that I recognize. So I just want to welcome you all and thank you. And if anyone in the chat room has a question or a comment, press 1 on your phone. That will alert me that you'd like to make a comment or you have a question, and we'll get everything started. You know, we started this year at the inauguration of the first black president of the United States of America, President Barack Obama. And I hosted the show live from Washington, D.C. I had an opportunity to talk to many people who, like myself, were in the midst of this historic event. The conversation for the show that week for Vision Works was around alignment. And what got distinguished on Vision Works was that the alignment that was present was for change. And what a phenomenal way to start the year for Vision Works and for you. You know, at the beginning of the year, we make resolutions to change something. You know, we want to change something. We set a vision to work towards for the year, and in most cases, it involves changing something. Well, in 2009, the world was very present to change. And I say the world because it was not only in the United States that this was demonstrated, but the synergy of the election and the change it represented was felt everywhere, in China, in Africa, in all of the countries of the world. And on the Vision Works show at the beginning of the year, we had a very, very colorful conversation about alignment and what is alignment and how does it work and how does it show up and what was the true alignment that was represented by this election of our President Barack Obama. And in the summit, we have this distinction called alignment. And, you know, alignment, it's not voting. It's not getting what you want. It's not stopping someone else from getting what they want. It's really a process that has you address what your considerations are, and it really has you look to see what is being called for and what's present in the moment. Well, sometimes we're present to alignment, and sometimes we're not. But it was a really phenomenal time, and I think one of the things that was strongest, and people who joined the conversation with us for that particular show, you know, everyone was present to the alignment being for change. You know, everyone was present to the alignment being for change. Is there something that you'd like to share about that, Shakesha?
Yes, it was two things. And wow, awesome that you were actually there. You know, just take a moment and share with us what it was like being there, right there in Washington, D.C., as you said, for us to receive and to acknowledge the first African-American president. What was that like being in that energy space?
Wow. The first thing was I have never been in the midst of so many people, and it was just smooth. I mean, there were millions and millions of people being on the mall and, you know, looking down the wall. You're walking and you're walking and you're walking and you're walking, and it's like, you know, when are you going to get there? And along the way, they have these huge screens up. And you really get the perspective of how many people are actually there with you, you know. And there were, you know, people of all races, nationalities, languages. People came from all over the world. It wasn't just the people here in the United States who were there. There were a lot of international people who were there as well. And there was just a sense of a common cause. There was a sense of agreement. And, you know, there wasn't any pushing, there wasn't any shoving, there was patience. You know, when you have that many people moving through a subway system, it's amazing how long, you know, it takes you to get from one place to the other. But the journey and the experience of just talking with people and engaging in conversation, just that common, that sense of a common goal or a common synergy, that's the only thing I can say. It was, that experience in and of itself was just beautiful to be a part of. And then, you know, when the man spoke, there's something about President Barack Obama that is indeed very humbling. It's very genuine. It's very real. You know, he's just a very real person. And I think you know, that whole idea of people really having a sense of excitement in belief in the change that was occurring and in our individual contribution to that happening. You know, it wasn't like it was just him. It was like each person who showed up was like casting a vote. It was like, yes, I'm here, and yes, I'm a participant. Yes, I'm a commitment. Yes, I'm a commitment for change. I'm a commitment to do what it takes or to do what is necessary to be involved in the process, you know, to be a part of this, to be a part of this event. It's just really phenomenal.
Wow. And just before I make my second comment, I just wanted to remind our listening audience that you can go to blacksummit.ning.com and actually download that show. So if you'd like to rehear it, if you heard it on that day, you can download it and listen to it again. And if this is your first time, you can actually recapture that moment and experience of being there with Claire on that fabulous, fabulous, famous day. So that is in our archive, so you can download that to your MP3s, your computers. And then my other comment was, like you said, it wasn't just in the United States. My daughter's in the Navy. She's with JAG. And she would say when she would be moving through Japan, that people would just come up to her and my grandson and stop them and just go, Obama, Obama, yes, yes. Even during the election, they were saying, he's going to win, he's going to win. And they actually have a city named Obama over there, you know. So it just all tied in. And when I would speak with her over the phone, she would just share with me how in Japan they were rooting for Obama. So you're right. It wasn't just here, and it wasn't just the people here, but all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really, really phenomenal thing. And I wanted you to share a little bit about the Summit Distinction Alignment, because that energy or that synergy that happened here in Japan, in Africa, in Australia, you know, all over the world, you know, to me, that was probably, you know, in terms of a physical demonstration of alignment, and I've seen it at summit events in the room where we've had 500 people align on a location, and it's definitely a process, and this was a process that occurred over, you know, a year, you know, actually it was over a year for the election process, but just to see it culminate in his being elected, you know, that was to me the biggest and the most phenomenal expression of the alignment distinction that I've ever seen demonstrated.
Yes, well, for me, with the distinction alignment and with the presidential election, I noticed two things, or I want to kind of draw a comparison to the distinction alignment and to the man, Obama, President Obama. One of the things that I'm very present to when doing the alignment is this thing about everyone has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
In alignment, what happens is something, there's some question or something we're looking at. But what's available is that everyone gets to speak. It doesn't matter what you want to say. Everybody has a voice. And you could have, as Clara said, it's not voting. You could have 99 people saying they want blue. And then there's one person saying green. And we want to hear what the person who's saying green has to say. It's not about numbers. And to me, President Obama represents that everybody has a voice. I think what really stands for me when he speaks is that he's speaking for all of those voices. He has listened to all of those voices, and he understands it takes many voices to cause unity and that every voice should be listened to. So I see that comparison with him and the distinction alignment, that everyone has a voice and everyone's heard.
Mm.
And then the second thing is about you really looking at your concerns. Like, what is it? One of the things in alignment, a question that we'll ask someone who's looking at alignment, like, are they present to it or are they not present to it? And one of the things we ask is, with all of your concerns, so with all of your dislikes, with all of your upsets, with all of the things that's having you say, I'm not present to alignment, can you keep those? Like, we don't want you to change them. That's the nice thing about alignment. It's never about changing anybody. So it's saying, with those concerns, those dislikes, those upsets, can you, like, imagine that you have it, you put it in a bowl, and you're holding that bowl. So don't let them go. But in holding those things in the bowl, are you present to alignment? And then the person looks, and sometimes they say, yes, I'm present to alignment. And sometimes they say, no, they're not present to alignment. But they never give up what it is that, you know, they're seeing for themselves. and for me too, President Obama is always willing to hear everybody's side. He's not like, I just want to hear this side or the Democrat side. He's like reaching across party lines and saying, what do you say? What do you see? So those are two things that I've noticed that's present in both the distinction and in President Obama.
Those are both very, very good points. And I like your point that he represents all the voices, that the alignment process allows everyone an opportunity to speak. And speaking of that, we have a caller who has their hand up. Let me open the line here. 347-325, you have a question or a comment?
It's Jerry. How you doing today?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How you feel? How you find my sister doing? Well, what I get the line for Obama that he cares, and that's what I get for as an African American man in this country. You know, I see somebody that represents me, that's all about change, that I have a small part to help my community out so we could be part of this American fabric or be part of this international fabric. And, you know, my two gifts this year that I got is I helped elect President Obama. And the second one is get to, be part of the International Black Summit.
Awesome.
So basically I'm just basically trying to grow every day. I'm growing every day, trying to do whatever is missing. I'm trying to better myself so I could impact people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best I could do. Whatever God puts me in, that's what I have to do. To me, it's all about doing God's work.
Awesome. That's actually a really great segue into our next show. But before I go there, I'm going to hold. Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate your comment. We have another person who has their hand up. 910-527, you have a question or comment for us today?
Well, I just wanted to join in. This is John Thomas down here in the great town of Spring Lake in North Carolina.
Well, hello.
And I just wanted to let you know I was on the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for joining the show. We really appreciate it. Yes, indeed.
And I'm not sure what question people are answering, so I'll just sit here and wait till I can get some more clarity.
We're in the process, for those of you who are just joining us, of doing a flashback of the show's revision work. And we started the year out with President Obama and the inauguration in Washington, D.C. It was a live show from there, and we were talking about the distinction, alignment, and change. And we were sharing about, the different aspects of alignment and also the different aspects of what President Obama represents for our country in the distinction change in the distinction change. So some really cool points were brought up. And our brother Jerry was also talking about this whole idea about passion, about having a passion for, what one is doing. And I was thinking it was just a great segue because the February show was about love, and love is, passion. And it wasn't about, love between a man and a woman, but it was about the love of community and the love of education. And we had two very, very special guests. Ms. Colleen Hines from the Jamaica Leadership Academy and Sandrine Dupaton, who's a poet extraordinaire, who has a company called Change X, not a company, it's an organization. And these two sisters were definitely working their vision. The show spoke to really building community and being responsible for community. Brother Jerry was talking about, you know, his responsibility and his calling. And I think one of the things about vision work is it starts, visions start with an idea. You know, there's something that calls you or there's something that you're passionate about. And these two sisters took it to another level. And they have some interesting things in common. One, they both are first-generation Americans, but their parents are from other countries. So one sister's from, her parents are from Jamaica, and the other, her parents are from Haiti. But they were born here in the United States. And they both are doing projects that affect communities in their parents' hometown of, you know, Jamaica and of Haiti. And mm-hmm. there was a, they saw a need, and in this case it was around education and their love of education, because there are places in Jamaica, and I didn't know this, where people do not have access to education, something that we take for granted every day, that we can get up and go or not go to school. There are places in the world where people don't have an opportunity of having books or even a building where they can go and have someone give them knowledge. And so the sister, Colleen, took it upon herself to start the Jamaica Leadership Academy, and the organization basically provides buildings, teachers, the whole nine yards, and makes available to young people in Jamaica so that they can attend school. And the other sister is doing a similar project called Change X, which is focused more on inner city youth in Philadelphia. But, you know, the really, the key thing here is that when we have a calling, you know, something that's calling us, you know, and we have a vision or an idea of something in our head, you know, to take that vision, and I just want to applaud everyone who's been a guest on the show, you know, this past year, to take that idea and move it, you know, do the work, the vision work, to put it into action and have it manifest and have it show up in the world is a very, very powerful, powerful place to stand. Yeah, it's a very powerful place to stand. And I just, you know, I have to applaud these two sisters for, one, for their love of education, you know, for their love of our youth, and for the work that they're doing in the community abroad. And it's a, again, it gets me back to this whole, President started it. It really got me thinking or focusing on not just my community, you know, where I live, but that we are members of an international community and we're all related and connected. And as Shakesha was sharing, you know, where the people came up to her daughter who's working in Japan and said, you know, go Obama, go Obama, you know, just recognizing that global connection, you know, that we have to help each other here, we have to help each other abroad. And when we're all moving forward, you know, that's the vision. You know, that we're all doing well. It works out for everybody.
Well, I just wanted to add that I know the first show was about President Obama and the whole phenomenon of him being elected and who he's being in the world. And One of the things that's gotten me to where I am today is that he said that I could be the president, but you all are going to have to do your part.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to have to take responsibility for their part. And to translate it into some of these is like, who am I going to be responsible in the matter of? And as a result, you know, like listening to that calling, you know, I stepped up to be the president of the, you know, I got on the board of directors, and then I stepped up to be the president of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, and a lot of it had to do with doing my part. You know, like, what part could I play? What part, where could I bring transformation? Where could I bring change? And, you know, I think it's great that he asked for it. And then, you know, you got the sisters that they were probably already doing it in the first place. But, you know, it got highlighted. And, I don't know if it's so much about he requested it, but I also want to underline that he did request it. He requested that we all do our part in making America the country that we envision it to be, distinct from the country that it is, or the country that we believe it should be. And that was really, really powerful. And I love the fact that we're having a show, you know, as a flashback and a show that you've been doing these shows all year. You know, because I look at the press, and the press is primarily about what bad is happening in the world. And, you know, it's really... is really warming, I guess I could use that term, to my heart, to know that there's some good happening in the world and there's some people talking about it and there's a platform for it to get shared in the world.
Mm-hmm. So that's a really, really good point. And I'd like to invite our listeners to go to the website. I love the website now because now it reminds me of a social network, but you can actually you know, put yourself in the game and be in conversation with other people around the country and around the world. Let them know what you're up to, you know, network with other people. Now the website is designed to service that platform, you know, to continue these types of conversations so we can let people know, you know, what we're doing and what you're up to, and reach out and make that connection. And the website now is www.blacksummit.ning.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Yeah. And I'd also like for our listeners to join us at our annual event in August. The first weekend in August, and we'll be backstage site. We've been out of the country for the last couple of years, but we will be in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, another opportunity to, you know, look at the transformation process, not only with yourself, with the community, you know, with the nation, with the world. It's just a really powerful space, the Summit space. Right? Just, it's a powerful space, so I'll underline it. Underline it there. The other thing, John, you said something else about the impact, you know, and kind of starting with ourselves. And when we moved into March, the focus was the part of the declaration that Vision Works highlighted was maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. And we had, again, two really powerful people, Jonna Ling and Jerry Mayo, who were specifically about service. And not just any kind of service, but the kind of service that transforms the lives of other people. You know, it's like when the service they provided, you know, when you have that kind of service that changes the quality of life of a client, then it really, you know, transcends being a service and it becomes a gift. And one person is the executive director of HealthNet, which is KNET, and it's a nonprofit organization that works to reduce health disparities and provide innovative and creative approaches to, you know, really raising awareness about health issues in our community, especially HIV prevention among our women and our girls. And the other one is the founder of a hair salon, which in addition to providing traditional services, specialized in what I'm going to call hair imaging for clients who've lost their hair due to either illness and or disease, including cancer. And what really touched me about this particular show is the people who called in and shared, the clients of, you know, these two people who called in and shared how the work they were doing really changed their life. You know, it's about how we treat other people and how it impacts their well-being and the tools that we give other people that help them to impact their well-being and how it's necessary for individuals to, like, ask, to seek, and to have wellness, you know, in our own personal bodies. One of the stories that I remember, actually there were two, the one that really struck me was the husband who said, you know, called and said, you know, thank you for giving me my wife back. And we don't think about how our image impacts how we be in the world, but just something as simple as restoring the image, you know, on a physical plane, changed her whole way of being out in the world. And, you know, he said, you know, thank you for giving me my wife back by the service that you provided to her. Another person called in who is HIV positive and was sharing how, you know, it's never too late to live life and it's never too late to give life. And she was sharing how her experience, you know, put her in a place to share with other people, you know, how not to be in the experience that she's in. And she, you know, couldn't have done anything different. She actually contracted HIV from her husband, and she didn't know he was HIV positive at the time. And so, you know, there's nothing that, you know, she wasn't doing high-risk behavior or what we consider would be high-risk behavior. And, you know, just having the support system. And you know, on that particular show, we gave out a lot of resources that people can find in their various communities to have support groups, just to have someone to talk to. And, you know, that the sister has the vision to go out and kind of collect all of these services and make it available to people was really, really powerful. It was a very, very touching show. And as Shakesha said earlier, you can always go back into our archives I'm not sure what the link is, but you can go to the website, and from the website that'll take you, click on the link for the talk show, and that'll take you into the talk show archives, and you can go back to the I believe that was the March show of Vision Works and listen to the entire show and get the resources that were available on that show. But, you know, it's just really, really important to, you know, maintain wellness of being in our bodies to help other people. And the Summit Declaration is just powerful. I mean, we say the words, but there's so much behind the words in the actions, you know, and that's why the show is called Vision Works, because it's not only about, you know, having the idea, but it's also about the work you do to make the idea happen, you know, to have the transformation happen. Yeah, Shakesha, we were going to say
something. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yes. When you were sharing, what came to mind was what's the fact that, you know, when I think about different illnesses, I hadn't thought about the fact, like you said, that certain physical things happen for people, and especially around their hair. And so I think that was such a great show that you did, where it talked about that fact, and that there are beauticians and beauty salons that are really addressing that issue, because I know that could be like really hard for a woman, especially, you know, to handle and to know that there's beauty salons and beauticians that are taking care of that.
Yeah, Ms. Jerry Mayo out of Philadelphia specializes in that kind of work. And John Alang was the other guest, who the executive director of HealthNet, the nonprofit agency that deals with the HIV-positive women and girls and other health issues in our community that we face. It's a really, really powerful show, very touching show. You know, it makes you think about things. And then the April show was really interesting. The April show was about unpredictable results. And at the time of the show, I actually was in California, and I had planned a particular show, but things kept coming up. And in the summer, we had this, you know, statement I'm always saying, you know, just being present to what life is giving you, you know, what's in front of you. And on the show, we really explored that it's all great, it's all good, you know. Even when it seems bad, it's all good. Maybe in the moment we really didn't see it or appreciate all the greatness or the goodness, but to really, you know, I don't know. It was kind of about where in your life do you fail to see and appreciate the beauty of the moment until, one, you look back on it, or someone else tells you how great it is, you know, like the brochure, or, you know, you go to a particular place and everybody says, oh, wow, you went there. That's really wonderful. You know, what is that that we can't in the moment appreciate it? And there was this distinction that got created on the show called the Rearview Mirror. And what we talked about is there's really no possibility in the rearview mirror. You know, if you look to the past as your focus, you know, if all your focus is behind you, it really stops you or prohibits you from being able to experience a new future, or even to be able to experience the present, you know, if you're constantly in the mirror. And so in terms, you know, of visioning, you know, vision work is really about being present and looking forward, you know, being present and looking forward. And it was an interesting conversation because a few of the people who were on the show had traveled internationally, and they were talking about, you know, their experiences of the impact they made in the countries that they went to, and just appreciating all of the greatness of the space, even in its awkwardness, you know, even in the things that didn't seem so wonderful. And inside of that, all of these unpredictable results showed up, like things you wouldn't expect to show up, showed up. So that show was kind of a D segment of Vision Works, but it was a really interesting and it was a fun show, really pretty powerful. Yeah, that was really pretty powerful.
Clara?
Yes.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like almost like when life gives you lemon, you know, make lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like where can we look you know, to keep looking at the lemons and keep making other variations. You know, there's lemonade, there's lemon meringue pie. You could use the lemon for, you know, health reasons. But that you just, instead of just seeing lemons, you keep seeing new possibilities and new ways to use lemons.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of inventions occurred out of mistakes, or what people consider to be mistakes. You know, so what's that guy? Albert Einstein was one of the people who said, you know, 97 times of to get to the real thing that he wanted.
And in fact, that's how we got Post-its. Mm-hmm. Post-its happen. Something to do with the NASA. They were looking for something, and they kept, this paper wouldn't stick. They, you know, they kept coming up with this paper that doesn't stick, this paper that won't stick. It won't stay adhesed to something. And that's how we got Post-its. It was a mistake. But somebody said, well, maybe we do want paper sometimes that won't stick. And just think about all of the different ways, all the different colors, all the different brands of Post-its there are now.
Right. So in everything that seems like it's wrong, there's some right.
It's like a line on the right in it, you know. Like look for what's right, you know. Like look for what else is present, you know. Like we could even go from, like we can remove right and wrong, and we could just say what else is present. How else can this be looked at? What other purpose is now presenting itself that I could now look at? You know, it's like the pictures that when you're first walking toward it, it looks like one picture. But then when you get close to it, it's many pictures making up that one image.
That's interesting, because one of the last guests that we had in October was talking about pictures on the wall. And if you go into the room and imagine that each picture is a mirror, you know, that kind of reflects aspects of yourself, you know, and you see different aspects of yourself in the mirror, you know. I'm back to this whole thing about unpredictable results and just that reflection, you know, seeing the good in the reflection, you know, seeing what, like you said, seeing what's right versus what's wrong, and it's all beautiful and it's all good and it's all great, and it all is of purpose too. That's the other part of it, you know.
Wow, you had really a great lineup of guests. I mean, you went from inauguration, you know, to first African American president, to people helping all over the world, back to, you know, people just looking inward and seeing where their life is going. So just, yeah, just a whole round gamut of guests. And so it was quite a year.
Yeah, it was a great year. It was a great year. And I really have to thank all of my guests. You know, we had someone come and speak on foster parenting and the service that, you know, foster parents have available to them, and an actual foster parent called in. That is the most, you know, giving job, to be a foster parent, because, you know, foster children come with a lot of issues because their life is challenging. And I just, you know, have to thank all of the people who, you know, shared themselves fully with our audience, with the listeners, you know, all of the people who called in and shared their stories. Thank them. I want to thank my co-host for always, you know, being there and, supporting me and supporting the show and everything that's called for, you know, for people who are interested in being more involved in the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You can go to the website, www.blacksummit.ning.com, and you can join the group IBS Talk Show, and we have lots of opportunities and ways that people can participate. And we, Vision Works is one aspect of the Talk Show Network. We have On Track this year has been a phenomenal show, assisting our listeners. We're looking, to look at their lives, where it's been on track or off track, where they want to go for this coming year. And our host for that show is Ms. Henrietta Bird, and we're going to send our prayers out to our host, Henrietta Bird. She is assisting a very dear friend who has just gone through a transition of a family member. So we want to send love and blessings out to her. And then the second week, Ms. Shakaysha Showers has Let's Celebrate, which has been a phenomenal show. And I just have to commend her because it's been an incredible year. Talk about international. This sister has been all over the globe, and her show did not stop. And I really, really enjoyed your show last week, Shakaysha, with your son. That was really, that was really very special. And I like the concept of the show. You know, I don't think we celebrate life enough. You know, that we don't. One of the things that Shakaysha brought to the talk show team was the idea of acknowledgement. And we've been a part of our meetings just acknowledging each other and, saying what we're grateful for and acknowledging what's going on in life. And I think that's a really powerful space to celebrate and acknowledge people and to look at, you know, what we're grateful for. And so I just want to acknowledge you for bringing that to the team and for what Let's Celebrate provides and acknowledging all of the people that you acknowledged over this past year on your show and what they were up to, you know, in our summer community. So thank you for that.
Yes, it was great doing the show last week. And, it's been a year. And to have someone call from Nairobi, Kenya, our Miss Wambui, was just so exciting to hear her voice again. And for her to speak with my son, because they work together on a lot of youth summits. And Nairobi, Kenya was the first place outside of the United States that we had our first international site. So it was just great having that happen on my show just before the year was up for her to call in.
Yeah, that was really exciting. And the other thing I want to highlight about your show is, your commitment to our youth. And the Youth Summit, we don't talk about it a lot, but it is one of the most powerful spaces that any young person can be. If you have a young person, 8 to, I believe it's 25, our youth are the most phenomenal people. And the young lady that Shakaysha is speaking of came to the summit. How old was Wambui when she first came to the summit?
I believe either 12 or 14.
Right. And at that time, she declared that she was going to be the first female president of Kenya.
Right. Well, she made two declarations. One was to be the first female prime minister of Nairobi, Kenya. And the second one was to graduate from Spelman College. And she did go on to graduate from Spelman College, and I attended her graduation. So talking about unpredictable results, sitting in Nairobi, Kenya with a 14-year-old saying, I'm going to Spelman. And at that time, she knew her parents didn't have the money, but she had a vision, and she made a declaration. And then I was able to sit in the presence of that declaration being fulfilled. Was just awesome.
Very awesome. Very awesome. And that's the space of the Youth Summit, and that's the space of the International Black Summit. Really powerful declarations that people make about their lives and about the impact that they're going to make in the community, and the space, you know, for all of that to show up. And then on the fourth, the third Sunday of Vision Works, which is where we are now, and it's been a phenomenal year with people sharing, you know, all of our guests sharing about their visions and the work that they're doing in the community and around the world. But on the fourth Sunday, we have our Man of the Month show with Mr. Glenn Greenwich, host. And Glenn has been interviewing our summit men and a few non-summit men and their impact in the community. And that's been a really interesting show. It's always wonderful to me to hear the perspective that our men provide in the community and the things that they're up to. And then on the second and fourth Tuesday, we have Glenn also hosts Wealth Club, which has been an incredible show as well. As Shakesha said earlier, you have to go back and check out the archives, because in the Wealth Club archives, just about any financial empowerment topic, from 401ks to how to buy real estate to investing to different marketing techniques, just a wealth of information on financial empowerment. Those shows on Tuesday and the second and fourth Tuesday really provide a lot of information on how to increase your financial wealth, which is also one of the tenets of our declaration. And last but not least, on our fifth Sunday, we have Mr. John Thomas, who is our distinction man, our man of distinction who does distinctions. And the distinctions of the summit are the most phenomenal tools, the distinction tools, you know, really help me move forward in my life. And you know, if you have an opportunity, go back and listen to those shows. If you have an opportunity, show up at the annual event. You can go to the website and register for the annual event. But the distinctions, the tools of the summit will definitely, definitely change your life. And I just want to thank everyone who listened tonight to Vision Works and our flashback to the past. I want to thank Shakesha, John, Jerry, everyone who listened in. It has really, really, really been a pleasure. I want to thank all the talk show team members for assisting today. And if you're a past summit participant and you want to share how the summit has forwarded you living your vision, you know, send us an email, talkshow@blacksummit.org, to get on a future show. You can listen to any previous show 24/7 at www.blacksummit.ning.com. And be sure to tune into the next International Black Summit Talk Show next week, same date, Sunday, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Clara Lyons-Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully, powerfully in your life and share the gift that God gave only to you. Peace and blessings. Thank you all for a wonderful, wonderful show. Listen to the archives, and we'll see you next week. Peace and love. Thank you, everybody.